Visionaries. Beloved one, you are a visionary. You visualize, you envision everything in your life, what is going to happen in the next moment, what is going to happen in the next day, what is going to happen perhaps in the next year. You are visualizing, envisioning what you think will be, most often predicated upon what has been. Generational teaching has molded you in a certain way, and yet the soul of you knows freedom. The soul of you knows improv. The soul of you knows the so-called reality and perceptions do not have to be the way that they have always been according to generational thinking. You visualize according to habit, and if it is a habit, it can be changed. If what you are visualizing could not be changed, you would not be who you are. But you are divinely empowered to do the improv, as I call it. Even upon a moment's notice, you change your mind and you do something else. You have the power of choice. You have the power to change any of the habits that you have developed throughout this lifetime and other lifetimes. That is power, divine power, where you are not stuck in what you have been told as truth, lowercase t. You are not stuck in what you have thought yourself to be, or who you have thought yourself to be, or what the peers and the parents and the grandparents have told you that you are. You have the power to change, and that is very much what you are doing. This year in your timing is going to be a powerful year of change. We have spoken of change several years back because it has been a process ongoing that has started even before this lifetime. Truly, you have descended into density as far as you will ever go, and you are very much on your way back ascending. And the ascension is a process as well. You have declared lifetimes ago that you have reached the bottom of the density. You have gone as far as you wanted to go into the density and into the struggle and into the challenges, and you decided there must be something else that I can experience. There must be something else that I can create. And with that thought, you changed everything, a very powerful thought. And from that moment, which was in time according to this linear reality, you have been ascending, sometimes with a great leap of faith, other times a smaller step, but always changing and ascending. Oftentimes, when one will speak of changes, the separated ego says, "Oh no, change probably means something that I'm not going to be comfortable with." And fear runs on stage very fast. But the changes I speak of are changes in ascension, and they are good. They are changes that perhaps at first, separated ego is going to judge as being a bit of a challenge. But they will only be temporary, and it is going to then move into a place where you see the goodness of it. Separated ego claims its value in fear, but you are not separated from your source. You are not separate from your divine power of choice. And you are not separate from your power of visualizing what you want your future, your present, your now to be. You have the power, no one else, and the final decision always comes back to you. It is always your choice. You have the power to visualize. Now, habitual visualizing is just that. It is based on habit, and it is based on seemingly past evidence of what happens and what is likely to happen. You have met brothers and sisters who go through this lifetime knowing that everything that could possibly be wrong is going to happen, and they are looking for all the things that are going to be wrong. And what happens when you look for something? You find it, and they do find it, and then they say to you, "See, I told you so." On the other hand, you have your optimists who are happy and they say, "This is going to be one of the greatest days of my life. I know that something good is going to happen in this day. I'm going to meet somebody who is going to tell me something that I've been waiting to hear. I don't know what they are or how this is going to happen exactly, but I'm going to meet them this day." And even before they get out of bed, they put forward their energy into that day, attracting to themselves the people who are going to be in the good space. You can do that. You have that power. Even before you put the feet on the floor, just pause for a moment. Even while the eyes are still trying to open, you still feel sleepy. Allow your consciousness to go forward in the day and imagine. Who am I going to meet today? What are they going to tell me? How is it going to be? If separated ego runs in there first, and it often will, say to separated ego, "Okay, I know your story. I want a new story. Today I'm going to meet someone who is going to say something to me that is going to light up my world. Not only that, but today I'm going to meet someone, and I'm going to say something to them that I haven't rehearsed. But it's going to be exactly what they want to hear deep within themselves that is going to enlighten their day." You have seen in your world over the last few years, even decades, divisiveness among people, and you have been seeing how one takes pleasure in being divisive, in taking the other side of things and standing whatever they see the opposition could be, taking great pleasure in what they see the game to be. Now, it is a game. But they did not understand the stakes of the game. The stakes of the game are the ascension, or the temporary halting of the ascension. You stand at a most pivotal, wonderful place because you are the visionary. You do visualize from one point of view or another what is going to happen in the next moment, the next day, and the days to come. You often take it for granted because it is usually a habitual way of looking at things, but now you know it does not have to be that way. As I suggested in A Course of Miracles, I am determined to see things differently. You can see a new way of thinking, a new way of living. And I tell you, in this time right now, take it to heart. You have the power of choice. If you do not like what you are visualizing, and you do not like what seems to be the evidence around you, you can change it. Look for the good. Give forgiveness to the ones you would judge, because after all, they are going to have to forgive you, or have forgiven you for something that you did in another incarnation, because you have been where they are and you have done what they are choosing to do. That is why you recognize what they are doing. There is the computer program in your computer that says, yes, you have been there, done that. And you recognize this as some of your brothers and sisters make choices. So begin. First off, when separated ego runs on stage and says, oh, that's bad. That shouldn't be happening. That's not going to be good. Start with forgiveness. The forgiveness that says, I understand, I've been there, I know. And then you go on from that place with positive replacement, positive visualization of what you want it to be. What do you love? I ask you this as a question. Think of one thing, person, being, beloved pet. What do you love? You think of something that you love. How does it make you feel? Expansive, like you can breathe. So when someone is doing something that seems to be something that you could judge, very quickly think of that which you love and how that feels. Ah, that feels good. And that energy, the vibration of that energy. Because you are a physical being and you live in energy. And that is what you are as you express physically. That energy goes out and expands. It goes out like the ripples on the pond and touches other ones and may make a difference in the choice they make. You have been steadily guiding yourself into a new space, and I commend you for that. You have been encouraging others to look at their issues and to forgive the issues and themselves for what has seemed to be judgment, for what has seemed to be harsh and cruel. You have known cruelty. You know it well, well enough that you can now be complete with it. You have known sorrow, loss, and abandonment to the depth of your being. To the place where if you want to touch that space, it is very easy to push that button and be right back in that space of great sorrow and loss. And yet you have worked with coming up out of that space, and you have done well. However, to live in the space of love all the time has yet to be realized in this incarnation, in this point of the evolution of ascension. That is your assignment, should you choose to accept it, and I will help you. Go deep within yourself and ask, what is most important to me? When I get to the place of releasing the body and I look back on this incarnation, what is going to be most important to me? Is it going to be the golden coins that I saved? Is it going to be the mansion? Is it going to be the vehicle, the automobile? Is it going to be the travel that I've done? What is going to be most important that you take with you out of this incarnation? What can you take with you out of this incarnation? Ponder that for a while, because the tangible things stay here. The intangible is what you take with you, the love, the knowing of self-worth, the knowing that a lifetime is truly a reality of love, even though the illusion of fear seems very strong. When you take with you, when you release the body, are the intangible aspects of you, and those intangible aspects of you grow. Once you have released the body, you expand into the light and the love of understanding that everyone is lovable. Everyone is truly whole. Everyone, in any circumstance, any situation is already whole, and even the situation is whole because it brings forth creativity. So lay up for yourself in a place called heaven the intangibles, love and expansion, the knowing of self-worth, the knowing that truly everything is in its own divine order. And when you do that, the expansion that you feel when you release the body is going to be as a burst of the constellation of stars, the light that you are. You have a concept about releasing the body and going through a tunnel to the light. The light that you go to is your own light. It is the expansiveness of your own light. As you very rapidly go through the tunnel and you come to the light, everything you have ever treasured is there waiting for you. The love that you have always wanted. the loved ones whom you have missed since they laid down the body and released the old shell of the body, they are waiting for you. They are right there. And it is a great reunion, a remembrance of oneness, reunion. You have signed a contract that says you will participate in the ascension of the collective consciousness of mankind, womankind, humankind. You have said that you will come and allow your light to expand to the place where others catch a glimpse, and they can see things differently, and they can be different. Visionaries, you can begin now. Think about the morrow. What do you plan to do tomorrow? How is it going to go? Are you going to be challenges? Is it going to be easy? Are you going to see everyone as your friend? Are you going to go smoothly through the day, even thanking the weather? Sometimes that can be a bit of a challenge. Are you going to look upon the holiness of a raindrop, a snowflake, the sunshine, a blade of grass, a tree, to behold the beauty of a way a tree grows? It does not contemplate dying. It does not even contemplate the next moment. It just lives. Why do you bother so much in worrying about what could be wrong or what could happen that you would not like? Why bother yourself by worrying? Visualize the positive. Visualize the world consciousness awakening, ascending in divine awareness. See each brother and sister reaching out to help one another, recognizing the oneness that they are, and yet appreciating the uniqueness of each one's talent. You have the choice. Every moment is your choice. Choose you where you will abide. Choose you this day to serve the Christ, the true self.